They say, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Barry Jones, B-A-R-R-Y, middle initial L-J-O-N-E-S, date of birth 11-28-1966, date of appointment 9-11-2023, requesting physician Brooke McBride. BROKEMCBRIDE. FNP. Dear Brooke McBride, I have the pleasure of seeing Barry Jones today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is a 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who has difficulty writing, cannot drive, wife pay the bill, need help with the shower and changing clothes, balance is not good, fell couple of times, wash his dishes and help the wife make the help the wife cooking, take care of the cats, lives upstairs trying to move to the parents' house, which is on the first floor. Seen by Dr. Zoltay, Z-O-L-T-A-Y, in the past, taking memantin 10 mg PO2 time daily, donepezil 10 mg daily, and quetiapine 50 mg daily. Memory is not good, forget easily. It got worse when daughter passed away. Past medical history, bundle branch block, benign neoplasm of the colon, benign prostatic hyperplasia, DVT, aneurysm repair, history of bronchitis, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, dementia, rheumatoid arthritis, male erectile dysfunction, carotid artery stenosis, COPD, hypertension, past surgical history, ankle surgery, colonoscopy, vasectomy, allergy, non-known drug allergy, medication, donepezil 10 mg daily, Spiriva, cholecalciferol, aspirin 81 mg daily, coenzyme Q, atenolol, multivitamin, pravastatin 20 mg daily, memantin 10 mg 2 times daily, quetiapine, amlodipine, social history, smoke one pack of cigarette per day, drink one cocktail daily, married, live with the wife, have two children. One daughter passed away at age 43. Family history, mother deceased with cancer, father deceased with heart problem, three sister, one deceased with diabetes, two brother. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having confusion, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking, joint pain, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 70, heart rate 72. Respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, wall sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 9 out of 30. No aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Romberg test positive. Assessment and plan, 74-year-old right-handed Caucasian man, whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, Alzheimer's disease. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, gait ataxia. Number four, joint pain, muscle pain, and back pain. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to continue the donepezil 10 mg PO daily, memantine 10 mg PO 2 time daily, and quetiapine 50 mg PO daily. I would like to see her back in my office, see him back in my office in about 6 months. His difficulty walking and fall is due to his peripheral neuropathy. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.